wouldn't recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This is the Existential Crisis Radio Hour, Infinite Edition. But unfortunately, we don't seem to have our two other members here right now. I don't know where they are, but it's okay. I'll hold down the fort because I have with me three wonderful trainees. Trainees, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Yes. I am Ryan. I am a junior at Tufts, and I study math.
I'm Amanda. I'm a sophomore at Tufts.
I'm Doyen, and I'm also a sophomore.
Great. Thanks, guys. And Ryan, you can actually speak closer to the microphone next time. Yeah, and you can move it, too. Yeah, there you go. So, we are here. And we will be playing music, and I will be talking to the trainees. So, I apologize if during the show you might hear a little bit of, like, WMFO, like, explanation chatter. Like, look at what I'm doing to the board right now. Because I will be talking to the trainees about what they are doing on the board. And I hope you enjoy the music that we're going to play. And I hope it'll be an educating 2 hours for both myself and the trainees. And just to give a little bit of a forward to the music I'm about to play, I was being made fun of for being a reformed emo recently. So I'm going to play a little bit of emo music. I'm sorry, everyone. I thought we were over that. I thought we were past 2007, but we're not. We're going to go back to it. So I hope everyone enjoys that, and we're going to start in a second as soon as I get it pulled up on my phone, because my computer's out of battery, because I'm very well prepared for this show, and as you can hear, the phone is also ringing, so whoever is calling, I will get to your call. I unfortunately cannot pick up the phone and talk at the same time. So, trainees, why don't you tell me something interesting about your day while I get this booted up? Why do you want to be part of MFO?
My grand little at Zeta Beta Tau,
oh, wow,
is in WMFO. He is the person who runs the soundboard.
Oh, cool.
And, like, or I guess, like, maintains it. He's a computer scientist. And he told me that I should get involved. I was on his show. It was wonderfully fun. So now I want to do that as well.
Hello, WMFO.
Should I speak for the both of us?
Well, Amanda and I, you know, we want to bring a little bit of soul
to the Medford community. So, you know, that's why we want to show. We want to bring a little flavor, something new, something you've never heard of before.
Something different.
Something different.
Yeah, I mean, she said it for the both of us, so.
Yeah, and what do you guys think the training will entail? Some hazing?
I hope so.
You're probably the first person to say that. Yeah. I'm sorry, listeners, I'm trying to get this pulled up on my computer / phone, but the internet is not working on either. If you followed our show during the summer, you will remember that we had multiple problems with the internet literally every single day. So, trainees, what's your first... So, you know, not a lot of people get to see the MFO studio, so to speak. So what's your impression of the studio? What's it look like? How's it feel? How's the funk in the studio?
It's pretty rad. I mean, there's, like, a lot of artwork going on. There's, like, stuff on the ceiling. There's, like, vinyls out of the wazoo. It's pretty cool.
I just saw a lava lamp make a bubble. It was wonderful.
Wait, there's a lava lamp in here?
There is a lava lamp right there.
Oh my gosh, I've never even seen that.
It is a functional lava lamp that I was not expecting, honestly, considering.
It doesn't seem to be moving, though.
That's why I was so excited to see that. I think it's something that only happens rarely, if ever again.
I've been a DJ here for years, and I've literally never seen that. So I have no idea how long it's been here. Okay, so I've given up on my computer, and we're going to go to my phone instead, because I thought I would be able to play it on my computer. But it just decided it doesn't want to be on. So we're going to play it off the phone, and hopefully that doesn't backfire. I don't usually play things off a cell phone, but technology is great, so we're going to give it a shot, and then I'm going to go find another one of our people who is waiting downstairs. All right, there's one of me, technically four of us, but really only one of me, so let's see how this goes, guys. Enjoy the music, and take a stroll down 2007, where times were simpler and we all wore Converse.
Big fun? Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun?
they were together all that time. He was taking her for granted. She wants to see if there's more than he gave. She's looking for. He calls her up. Suckers hated. That girl was fine, but she didn't appreciate him. She called him up. Something that we do now. Everyone has got to do it sometime. It's okay, let it go. Get out there and find some more.
You got nothing. wanna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to WMFO in Medford. I am Melissa. So what you just listened to was my very emo playlist. Yeah, you missed it. You would have given me so much grief. Yeah, because basically what happened was that one of our housemates, Kels, was giving me grief about it the other day.
You deserved it.
No, I don't.
No, I can't even talk. I'm not near a mic. Can everyone hear me, probably?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, Dina is here, and I'm going to tell you if she was here.
She's a liar.
I'm not a liar.
She's a poser.
I'm not a poser. I was a real emo. I was a real emo back in the day, back in 2007.
Apparently.
It's not fake. I can get you the pictures somewhere.
I don't want those.
Yeah. Dina's saying she doesn't want those. We're kind of out of microphones in the studio right now because we have more people in here than I've ever seen. Anyways, so I'll tell you what I played. So first was Ain't It Fun by Paramore. And that's been my jam recently because it's talking about how much it sucks to be an adult, which I can pretty much 100% like I can identify with that right now. You know, trainees, you guys are juniors and sophomores, but I'm a senior right now and I have no idea what the future looks like. And let me tell you something, it's not fun. It's not fun at all. After that was, and this is my favorite Fall Out Boy song title ever, A Little Less Than 16 Candles, A Little More Touch Me in quotation marks. I feel like it's so characteristic of like the mid-2000s, like that kind of song title. It's a good one. It's kind of forgotten in the Fall Out Boy legacy. Then Dance Floor Anthem by Good Charlotte. I was actually at a party a few weeks ago and someone requested this song and I literally had not heard this song in like 7 years. I couldn't believe it was being played out loud in 2016. then Rebirthing by Skillet. Fun fact, Skillet was actually the first concert I ever went to back in Miami, Florida. And I thought it was really hardcore because it was a rock concert.
Wow.
With screaming.
Wow.
And my mom came with me.
So rebellious.
No one can hear you, Dina.
I know. I'm just making fun of Melissa, everybody.
And oh, little did I actually didn't know that Skillet and Flyleaf, by the way, who was the last person I played, I didn't know that Skillet was a Christian band. I thought they were just like a rock band. So we get there to the concert and, you know, Skillet comes on and it was actually, there were several people. I think there was like three or four performers. And then in the middle of everything, they come out and they're like, let's all say some prayers. Have you been saved by Jesus? And like, I'm Catholic, so like, I'm Catholic, and this was making me uncomfortable. I was like, what? Like, why are we suddenly like affirming our faith in the middle of a concert? This is weird. So that was that. Then Thanks for the Memories, Fall Out Boy, always a good time. Misery Business by Paramore. I find this funny because I know this song was written when, what's the name of the singer from Paramore?
Somebody.
You don't know. Whatever. She.
Dyed hair girl?
Yeah, she's like red hair.
It's orange.
It's orange.
Like, it's all colors. It's autumn-y.
It is really beautiful. She's beautiful. But she wrote the song when she was like 16, if I'm correct. And since then, she's like come out and she's come out and been like, oh, like, I'm sorry. Like, this song is really like woman against woman. Like, it's like women are catty, like blah, blah, blah. And then everyone is still like, I love Misery Business. then, you know, Helena by My Chemical Romance, another classic. And then...
I'm so glad I missed this.
I just... Speak into the microphone. No one can hear you.
I am so glad I missed Melissa's set today.
You know what? I'm going to play the exact same set next week.
I will intentionally leave.
Oh, you're so mean to me. I don't know why I'm friends with her. And then lastly was Sorrow by Flyleaf, which I was telling everyone, I remember as being... Like, literally, looking back on it, and I rewatched the music video, like, last year, just by chance, and it's, like, the most 2007 emo-est thing in the world. It's, like, a girl in a dirty white ball gown in some, like, old, like, Victorian theater with, like, Converse and, like, fishnet, like, gloves, like, crying about some boy and being...
In a wedding dress?
It might be a wedding dress. I don't know. And she's being, like, drowned in, like, a magician's, like, escape tub.
Okay. I understand.
And it's like a metaphor, you know, because she's being held captive by his love.
Okay.
Anyways, that's the whole thing. So, we need to read a PSA. And everything fell right now. Who wants to read a PSA? Anyone? Any victims?
Make one of the new kids do it.
You want to do it? Okay.
Yes, please.
Pick one and just read it out loud, nice and clear, into the microphone.
I am excited. It's going to be about... Ooh, miscellaneous sounds the most fun.
I don't know if those have been replaced in the past 3 years.
Well, this is going to be
it probably still problems though.
Public service announcement about preparing for earthquakes. If an earthquake suddenly shook our area, would you be ready? The American Red Cross would be there. But the best way to make your family and home safer is to be prepared before disaster strikes. Practice drop, cover, and hold on. Anchor tall furniture and your water heater to wall studs and install strong latches on cabinet doors. To learn more, contact your local American Red Cross chapter. Support the American Red Cross and change a life, starting with your own.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, so that's PSA number one. And now we're going to have Amy, I'm going to step away from the board, everyone's listened to my voice enough for tonight, play some other music. Yeah. Amy, I'm going to give this to you. Just doing a little bit of a
struggle. Hello,
kind of a struggle tonight.
Space-wise.
Yeah. Hello, so I am now going to go to the radio library. Just live broadcasting what I'm doing. How's everyone doing today?
I'm fine. I've been talking literally all evening.
Mm-hmm.
Amy's reading a book called The Gay Science.
By
Nietzsche.
I just wanted to let everyone in the Boston area know that.
Wow.
Why? Have you read the book? Or
me?
Yeah.
No. I make a point of avoiding Nietzsche.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Why is that?
I'm just not really a fan.
Did you know there's a Nietzsche manga?
Wait.
Of course there is.
Says the host of the Existential Crisis Radio Hour.
Yeah.
Which one of us?
There well, all three. Of you. Just like, I feel like...
This conversation?
Never mind. Just in that avoiding Nietzsche while being, like, all about the existentialism.
Wow. Well, Ryan, you just listened to an entire playlist called Bubbly Emo.
Reformed emo, thank you.
Okay, reformed emo. And now we have a DJ who hates Nietzsche, apparently. And another one who loves him. So you have an eclectic mix.
I feel like part of existentialism has to be hating existentialism.
That's actually like 100% true, thank you.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you. Ryan,
so
everybody.
We're voting him off the island.
No, he's my favorite.
Please don't. Alliance right here. We're going to the end.
Yeah. Okay, Amy, let's listen to what you prepared for today.
Thank you. All right, here we go.
Video killed the radio star. Video killed the radio star. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of